This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. It's great to share another segment with you today. One of the most basic forms of communication is looking into another person's face. Now, I guess we call that coming face to face with someone. We do it all the time, even if it's only just a fraction of a second and when we're not too much of a hurry to get through the day. It was William Shakespeare who's quoted as saying, "The eyes are the windows to the soul." And it's true. When we look at another person, we are communicating something special, aren't we? A message of some kind. And have you ever noticed that most of us, when we travel on buses and trains, deliberately avoid looking at another person? Now, why do we do that? Well, my guess is fear of retaliation. We don't want to get too close in case we misunderstood, because people like their space. They don't want that space to be invaded. But when you truly come face to face with someone, we see into their soul, and it does change us. So now, I wonder if you know what I mean here. Now, think of your best friend, for example, and the way you share with that person. You look at their face when you're talking, and there's the interaction that's going on, hopefully for the better. But I want to suggest this morning that when we come in contact with Jesus, he actually changes you forever. We think just today about a man named Nicodemus. He was a man who came to Jesus alone and in the safety of night. It was in the dark of night that his eyes met the eyes of Jesus. But actually, he wasn't just encountering anyone. He was encountering the divine grace of God. And John puts it like this, that there was a man named Nicodemus who was a Pharisee and a Jewish leader. And one night he went to Jesus and said, "Sir, we know that God has sent you to teach us. We couldn't work these miracles unless God were with you." And Jesus said, "I tell you for certain that you must be born from above before you can see God's kingdom." And Nicodemus asked, "How can a grown man ever be born a second time?" Jesus answered, "I tell you for certain that before you can get into God's kingdom, you must be born not only of water, but of the Spirit." So here was Nicodemus, a religious Pharisee, a leader of the Jews, a very influential person in his own right, highly respected, but there was something wrong. Nicodemus was, I think, searching for something more in his life. He was looking for truth. I think he was probably sick of all the pretense, and so he came to Jesus at night when no one else would see him, there would be privacy. He wanted to know the truth. Now, at least he was honest. And many people, I think, today are not honest about seeking truth, and they avoid thinking about Jesus. They really think, well, I don't want to lose my independence. Now, that's a sad statement, because when we meet Jesus, he actually gives us life in all its fullness. He gives us reality, actually, not fantasy. But here was Nicodemus. He seemed a bit confused when Jesus said he had to be born again. Now, to Nicodemus, that was just too simple. I mean, how could that be? There were no rules. Born again? Well, here was Nicodemus, a moral, sincere, upright man. Wasn't that enough? Jesus wasn't talking about a new resolution or a new leaf, turning a new leaf in life. Surely this man, Nicodemus, deserves something better than this. He does seem worthy of eternal life, doesn't he? But Jesus meant a whole new beginning of accepting him as Lord of his life. It's nothing to do with human effort or the merit of the person. And we refer today to this phrase of being born again. It's the rebirth of your soul into a new spiritual creation through a relationship with Jesus Christ. So the idea of being lost, I suppose, is this theme that occurs in the Bible. Jesus tells this parable, the story of lost sheep and lost coin. And we see that Nicodemus, in spite of his sincerity and his religion, he was lost from God because he was not born again. But you know, the Bible's very clear about this. It says that Nicodemus was lost and loved by a God. Why do I say that? Because it says in John 3:16, God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him may not be lost, but have eternal life. So that night, Nicodemus probably didn't realize what was going on. Jesus was looking for him, just as he looks for us today. Well, Heavenly Father, we praise you today for the gift of life. We praise you. We're never alone. May this day be special as we live for you. I thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.